5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wendy Bell. Inspiring solutions to save America. One show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back, my friends. Hour two of the Wendy Bell Radio Program is on the clock officially now. Wendy Bell Radio is our podcast. Download it. We've got 2 million people and growing who've downloaded the podcast onto their device. It's just a super easy way to take us with you wherever you go. We're so appreciative of you and your time. So I read this article. You see all these House Republicans who've decided to bail. Right? I can't take it anymore. I just can't imagine staying. It's just so corrupt. Well, don't fall for that, because the bribery beltway bubble of suck is in full swing. I don't think it's even negotiable that everything that happens in that zip code is based on blackmail. Right? Have you guys seen this Sean Diddy Combs house raid? So they're raiding his house in California, in the Beverly Hills area, and they've raided his home in Miami. This guy's worth $1 billion. He's a rapper. He's a producer. He's an entertainment mogul. They say he's involved in child sexual exploitation, trafficking. Is everybody out there going, what? Because this has been going on, sadly, for decades. It's a despicable thing for us to say, but it's true. All of these Republicans now, Kay Granger, Matt Rosendale from Montana, that's deeply discouraging to me. He's been a staunch conservative. What is it? Why are they all bailing? And giving a very, very close now to giving Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats the majority. And you know what happens when that happens? Every investigation, every committee stops. On its dime, stops. And Donald Trump gets booted off the ballot. You think this is crazy? I don't think so. So I found this article on slingshot.com. We'll tell you, I don't know if I've ever read you an article from Slingshot. Not a place that I frequent, but I enjoy different opinions. And there's a gentleman here who's writing this article. His name is Troy Smith. And the headline is this: exclusive, the Rhino plan to ban Trump from the 2024 ballot is underway. And I want to read this to you because there's a guy who's a billionaire who gives an awful lot of dough to Republicans for very specific reasons. And for the last several years, it's been to screw Donald Trump. Okay, here we go. Republican Representative Mike Gallagher, who represents the 8th Congressional District of Wisconsin, announced earlier that he was going to be retiring from the House of Representatives after serving his current term in office. So he made that public announcement February 10th, saying that he would not seek re-election and that further diminished the slim majority that Republicans currently hold in the House. Gallagher joins the ranks of 14 other House Republicans who have also announced they will not seek re-election heading into 2024. Let's review who Gallagher joins, okay? Debbie Lesko from Arizona, Kay Granger from Texas, Brad Wenstrup, Ohio, Michael Burgess, Texas, Patrick McHenry, North Carolina. Remember, they were all hot and bothered to make him the speaker. Really? Drew Ferguson out of Georgia. Doug Lamborn, Colorado. Larry Bouchon, I think that's how you say his name. Indiana. Blaine Luchtmeyer, Missouri. Greg Pence, Indiana. Jeff Duncan, South Carolina. Matt Rosendale of Montana. And Kathy McMorris Rogers, who heads a really big energy committee. All of a sudden, I'm kind of done. I'm going to pack it up. Why is that? What's going on? Well, yesterday, Representative Gallagher announced he's going to be retiring from the position. Well, this was a couple days ago, earlier than expected. And he said that he was going to officially resign his seat April 19th, 2024. This places Gallagher on a list of several other Republican officials who have resigned from their positions in the House since the Republican takeover of the chamber in 2022, with the House picking him off, do you suspect? Among them, too, let's not forget Ken Buck from Colorado and Bill Johnson from Ohio and California's own Kevin McCarthy, right? You don't just leave the bubble, friends, because when you're inside of it, when you're on the wheel, there's so much money to be made, isn't there? In addition to these members, George Santos, who represents New York's 3rd Congressional District, was expelled from Congress, you know. In total, the Republican Party has lost 4 members to retirement already. Now, currently, this says here, and this is a couple days old, the Republican Party currently holds 218 seats. Democrats hold 213, with Ken Buck moving. The Republican majority is down an additional seat. Now, once Gallagher leaves April 19th, the House Republican majority will have shrunk to just 217. And that is the bare minimum needed to advance legislation in the body. As it stands, the Republican Party is just one retirement away from losing the majority in the House and once again handing unilateral control of Washington, D.C. to the Democratic Party and Joe Biden. Don't think that these people are not working together. Of course, they are. Now, this is where things get interesting. There is a guy who's been giving a lot of money to these people. His name is Paul Singer. He's a billionaire hedge fund manager. He's the co-CEO of Elliott Management. It's a firm responsible for about $50 billion in assets. He's worth a reported $6 billion. In 2016, the establishment Republican billionaire dumped $2.5 million into Marco Rubio's failed presidential campaign through a PAC called Our Principles. And it shows here all of the donations. So you can follow up. Here's a million here, $250,000 there, another $250,000, another million. It's a hell of a lot of money. Not to a guy with $6 billion, but this isn't the only donation. Singer's attempts to derail Donald Trump did not stop after Trump's victory in the 2016 election. He's also attributed with the initial creation of the highly questionable research, included in the Steele dossier. Isn't that amazing? In the 2024 presidential election, Singer chose to donate to Nikki Haley's campaign through a certain fund. The billionaire gave Haley, you want to know? What do you think? $5 million. Donated that to her on December 18th, 2023. Of course, she dropped out just less than 3 months later after receiving those $5 million. Now that Singer's most recent efforts to bring down Trump have failed, some have speculated that he may be fueling the efforts in the House to hand control to Hakeem Jeffries and to the Democrats. 6 of the 14 Republicans who have announced that they will not seek re-election in 2024 have taken past donations from Paul Singer. Those representatives are Kathy McMorris Rogers, Patrick McHenry, Drew Ferguson, Kay Granger, Blaine Luchtmeyer, and Greg Pence. And it shows all of the donations. Is Paul Singer influencing Republicans to retire from the House of Representatives in yet another attempt to derail former President Donald Trump? By all measures, the push to remove Trump from the 2024 ballot's already begun, as top-ranking House Democrat Jamie Raskin has already introduced legislation that would, in fact, bar Trump from the ballot in the upcoming presidential election. All the Democrats need now is a simple majority in the House. Further investigation of the four Republican representatives that have retired from the House prior to the 2024 election show us Singer has donated to Mike Gallagher, Kevin McCarthy, and Ken Buck. There is only one Republican that has retired or is retiring prior to the 2024 election. And I did find out who that was. And of course, now that I need to scramble and find out which one that was. It's no secret that Singer has been working to undermine Donald Trump since he first came down that escalator in 2015. Could he be spearheading the mass retirement of GOP officials? Yes. Surely seems like a coincidence that a majority of the members of Congress who are retiring or have announced that they are not seeking re-election have taken donations from this one man. Either way, the GOP establishment donor class obviously appears to be up to something. You need to know about it. It's not their values. These people aren't extraordinary people who just can't take it anymore. It's just too much. They got paid. And they're going to keep getting paid. I see some New York Times best-selling book deals in the works. How about you? Quick timeout. The Wendy Bell Radio program continues after this. What's so interesting about where we are is getting off of the wheel, the hamster wheel analogy, as I started the opening monologue discussing. I'm tired of doing the same thing over and over again. I'm tired of the same voices lying over and over again. I'm tired of how long it takes for the truth to finally come out. And when the truth comes out and you realize that your government is weaponized to destroy you, that they don't care about hurting or even killing you or your children, full stop. I want away from the circus. It's exhausting. No. We're not trying to get people to vote. The borders, it's not about getting people to vote. What are you talking about? That's a conspiracy theory. That sounds like one of those MAGA right-wing wacko conspiracy theories. Until you get this headline, yahoonews.com, this just in, I know, what? New York City Council asking state's highest court to let non-citizens vote in local elections after law gets struck down. Oh my goodness. Isn't that nifty? No, that's not what we're doing. Well, yeah, it really is what we're doing because we know we can't win because our policies are horrendous. And if you take a walk in Manhattan and you see the homeless everywhere, right? And you see the drugs and the filth and the crime. God forbid you should ride the subway. Stay the hell out of there. The New York City Council is asking the state's highest court to reverse rulings that struck down a law that would let non-citizens vote in local elections. An appeals court in February ruled the election law, passed by the council in 2021, was unconstitutional. The law would have let upwards of 800,000 green card holders vote in local elections. Look. Voting in local elections is the beginning to a complete firearms ban. Follow my logic. If you allow any progressive, socialist, communist, Marxist, sniveling activist of suck, even the slightest inch. So why do you need so many rounds in a magazine? Does anybody really need? I mean, it's not like the deer are wearing Kevlar vests. Well, it's not a bill of needs. It's a bill of rights. So suck it. You give an inch on that. And all of a sudden, you've got illegals, as I jump over to my other analogy, voting in federal elections. You know this. I know this. And all of a sudden, now New York knows this. Who's it? Are you guys all surprised about that? I'm not. So as this majority of Americans think that Joe Biden is trying to win by jailing Donald Trump, 56% believe Biden is trying to win by putting Trump in some capacity behind bars. 56%. Clear majority. Before I get to this, I want you to hear Frank Luntz from yesterday. Here's the pollster. Here's the political analyst dropping this truth bomb on a CNN panel saying, you guys, in your seizure, trying to seize Donald Trump's stuff, going after him this relentlessly, you are making a monster that ain't going back to the laboratory, friends. Listen.
All right, Frank, the politics of this. Folks in the Biden campaign are already starting to refer to Donald Trump as Broke Don, which is interesting. And then there is the possibility that the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, would have to start or would start seizing assets, maybe even buildings. How do you think that would play?
I want you to remember this moment and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency.
It ain't just him who's thinking it. It's not just us, friends. This question asked by McLaughlin and Associates. President Trump has been indicted on a total of 91 counts by supporters of Joe Biden and his Justice Department. If convicted on these charges, do you think that Joe Biden wants to stop President Trump from winning the election by putting him in jail? Ready? 56 said yes. 56%. This is the part. Independents agreed by a margin of 50 to 33% that Joe Biden is seeking to jail Trump for political reasons. A plurality of moderates also agreed, 48 to 32%. So imagine the wheel. Where are you running on it? Where is your detour? Who's going to get you there? Choose your sources wisely. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, you know, this whole guns are bad thing. We're going to go back to New York City. We got to focus on New York City. You know, gun-free zone. How's gun-free living working safety-wise for the people of the Big Apple? It's almost like you can tell, right? Right? It's next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Don't go anywhere. You know, I don't want to just brush by this McLaughlin & Associates poll because it is very telling. And it tells the establishment donor Republican class, and it tells all of the people on the left who just suck inherently, policies have for years. You know what you get when you get Democrats. You get high taxes. You get stupid programs that don't work. You get new grifts. It's not debatable. Moderates, independents, they're not stupid. So when asked, President Trump has been indicted on a total of 91 counts by supporters of Joe Biden and his Justice Department. If convicted of these charges, do you think Joe Biden wants to stop President Trump from winning the election by putting him in jail? Yes. 30% said no. 56% said yes. Almost 2-to-1 margin. Independents, overwhelmingly yes, 50-33. Moderates, overwhelmingly, by 16 points, 48-32% said yes, Joe Biden wants Donald Trump in jail. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is desperately trying to stay out of jail. And the only way that happens in probably some people's minds is to keep him running. If he's in the Oval Office, ostensibly, he has the machinations of protection. So how about this? Here's a question. Since Donald Trump leads Joe Biden for president in many polls, do you think these investigations and indictments by the Biden Justice Department are being done to stop President Trump from running for president again? Back in July of last year, plurality of 49% said yes, 40% said no. Today, that number has jumped 52% yes, 38% no. I'm not so sure I would say it's a jump, but it's 3 points. There is similar movement as in responses to this question. Do you agree or disagree that Joe Biden's Justice Department should stop targeting Donald Trump and interfering with the upcoming presidential election? That they're even asking this is giant. If you're still on the hamster wheel thinking that Donald Trump is some corrupt guy, that he deserves 4 indictments, that he deserves to be impeached, if you still believe that that phone call with Vladimir Zelensky in 2020, or whatever the hell it was, whatever it was, I forget. If you really think that was a quid pro quo, Donald Trump asking another foreign leader to investigate his political enemy, when this is exactly what Donald Trump has gone through from go, that there is a poll talking about it, to me, remarkable. So here's the question. Do you agree or disagree that there is a double standard and bias at Joe Biden's Department of Justice, the FBI, and the IRS, where they continue to target Republicans like Donald Trump, but these same groups go easy and give sweetheart deals to Joe Biden and his family members when the evidence shows Joe Biden and his family have failed to pay their taxes, have taken bribes and extorted money from our enemies such as the communist Chinese and Russia? This is a question in a national poll. That's my face blowing off. If you're not familiar with my sound effects, what's the answer? Biden lost 56 to 41% on that one, which makes it fairly obvious that despite the corporate media's ongoing corruption in protecting Biden from his own scandals, voters see the double standard. They want to get off the wheel. Who would not? So I want to just briefly focus on a few Democrat hellscapes, right? We've talked peripherally, briefly about my home city of Pittsburgh, where the defund the police and all the nonsense. Now we have a socialist county executive where I live in Allegheny County, because that freaking makes sense, right? Trying to bring in ballot boxes to make it easy for people to vote, of course, because it's so freaking hard to get your ass to the poll one day every couple years. Get out. Right? No police from 3 to 7. If somebody breaks in your house, don't call us. Try to capture that person on social media or video so we can, you know, maybe investigate after the fact, hoping they don't kill you first or you don't shoot them first. Felony assaults on subways in New York City jumped 53% in gun-controlled, Democrat-run New York City. Anybody out there who still is like, I just don't like guns. If you were in a Walmart and some lunatic came in firing, like some lunatic walked into the Tree of Life Synagogue, which is about a half of a mile from my family's house, and started hosing people down with gunfire, you know who you'd want? Sitting next to you on the floor taking cover, somebody who's armed, trained, and not afraid. I'm pretty sure your fear of guns would fly out the window if you were sitting next to somebody who was prepared, who lives in Realville. Felony assaults on the New York City subways jumping 53% during 2023, compared to the same type of assaults during 2019. Oh, when was that? When was that? Oh, I'm sorry. You mean when Donald Trump was around? Oh, that's right. This is from the New York Post. I guess some statistics reported there. The Post noted that there were 570 felony assaults reported in 2023, which is roughly 200 more than were reported in 2019. Moreover, felony assaults resulting in substantial injury. Substantial injury. What's that? oh, I don't know, being shot, being pistol whipped, being thrown onto the tracks. Who knows? Up 25%. The Post pointed out that police and transit workers are not immune to the violence either. 100 cops, 60 transit employees were assaulted in the system in 2023. Both figures up sharply from 2019. Mike Bloomberg, affiliated Every Town for Gun Safety, ranks New York the second state in the union for gun control laws, describing the state as an innovator on gun control. Look, I'm no sharpshooter here, right? I'm no mastermind of guns. I have one. I have multiple. And I'm trained. But beyond that, I have common sense and logic. What's a great deterrent for some thug who wants to hurt you? I don't know, maybe getting shot. Or having the threat of not knowing who around you could possibly be carrying. Is it that fantastic 53-year-old dark-haired woman over there who's fabulous in every way? Could be. Is it the old man? I don't know. How about the mom with the stroller? They all should be. So when you look at gun-free college campuses, gun-free hospitals. Oh, we don't want to have guns in hospitals. Do you guys really think that a criminal is going to look outside that hospital and says, ah, snap, it's a gun-free zone. Hey, Earl, get in here. Hey, look, we were going to go in there with our guns, but it says it's a gun-free zone, so we're going to have to put it back in the car, so let's go. Any more than the drug-free zone stop people from selling drugs outside of schools. It's so freaking stupid. And I want to get off the wheel. Don't you? Meanwhile, just to make New York feel like they didn't get kicked in the pants too much, let's talk about the crazy list of free things illegals get in liberal Massachusetts. I'm going to put my glasses on for this one. Liberal Massachusetts is overrun with illegal border crossers. And there's really no wonder why when you see the laundry list of things that are provided for free, courtesy of taxpayers in the Bay State. So when your accountant or H&R Block drops that news on you that you thought you were getting that refund that you and your family were hoping on because that's how you pay for your summer vacation, that not only are you not getting it, but you owe that amount. Hey, there are people who need it more than you, apparently. This is why. Let's talk about this. What do you get for free? And I hats off to my Newsmax colleague, former radio co-host Howie Carr. This is what he says. Three meals a day. This is what illegals get in Massachusetts. You get free hotel rooms at $150 a day. Free hotel rooms. You get three meals a day, $64 per person per day. You get free on-site medical and dental services, including condoms. Fantastic. That's necessary. Those are probably locked up because they got stolen at CVS, right? You get a special diet for Ramadan, of course. You get free same-day dry cleaning with free pickup and delivery. That's important. You get free housekeeping twice a week. Free cell phones, chargers, and charging ports. Free tablets and iPads. Free clothing, new and used. Everybody gets free winter coats, gloves, shoes, and don't forget the toiletries. We have January 6 prisoners locked up in the freaking gulag because they milled through the state, the Capitol on January 6th and took some pictures like, oh my gosh, look at that beautiful ceiling. Away with you. Prison. And we're contributing to their J6 fund so they can go to the commissary and get shampoo. Well, I mean, hell, if they broke into this country illegally, crossed in, and did God knows what, they'd get free toothpaste, deodorant, special ethnic shampoos. We wouldn't want to offend anybody. Skin cream, aspirin, toothbrushes, feminine projects. And for the children, I mean, ask any parent. These things are all very affordable. Not diapers, wipes, diaper pails, cribs, bassinets, playpens, baby bottles, baby formulas, free car seats. Do you know what a car seat sets you back? Try having twins. It's brutal. Well, they get them for free. free new mother bags, playrooms for young illegals with free toys and books, which must be replaced often because of destruction. That's only about half the list. Right? That's only about half the list. So to review, you've got New York City Council saying, you know what, we want a lot of 800,000 migrants who aren't doing anything, no skin in the game. In fact, they're dragging us down. They're costing us billions of dollars every year. And they're making everybody want to move out of the state. We're ruining the state. This is what Donald Trump referred to, vermin. Well, that sounds like something Hitler said, right? You've got that going on, 800,000 people, let's let them vote. Makes sense. I mean, they're here. We're already paying them. Might as well just let them vote. That's scary. Massachusetts, you got the laundry list of stuff everybody's getting. What about Minnesota? Might be the home run of the day. You want to talk about Democrat ridiculous, progressive suck? Well, we're going to look at this Minnesota Democrat who's introduced legislation to allow women to walk around public blank. I'll fill in the blank for you. Who wants to sign up first? It ain't gonna be me. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. In case you guys didn't know, progressive is actually a code word. It really means suck, because everything progressives push is terrible. I mean, think about every single story we talked about. Guns kill people. No, people who are bad people kill people. No gun ever killed anybody. They don't fire themselves. It's not indiscriminate. Like, oh my God, there's a gun over there. It's going to shoot me. It's so idiotic. Right? Just ask New York City. Gun-free zones, crime out of control. Not safe on the subway. Fantastic. The whole transgender medicine grift. How's that working for people? Is that turning out really well? We got really well-adjusted, demonstrably better people after they've gone through the hormone scrambling, the body removal or stitching on, if you will. Does that solve everything? Of course not. Everybody knows. It's a mental disease. Okay? And when you see that 30%, in some studies have shown 30% of people who go through this stuff, transgender operations, have autism. 70% of them have some kind of trauma and mental issue. Is this a real, like, wow, this is, did you hear? What? That's crazy. No. And the beauty of me reading that poll to you, the McLaughlin poll, these aren't conservative pollsters. These aren't like MAGA guys who are like, yeah, let's just put it out there. Everybody sees what's going on. Do you see what's going on? Yeah, we see what's going on. How about this? Aw, Minnesota, bless your hearts. Headline, Gateway Pundit. Minnesota Democrat introduces legislation to make it legal for women to go topless. Citing gender identity. You know what? I don't know about you guys. When there's a chill in the air, all I can think about is taking off my top and walking around. Who wouldn't?
It's never the women you want to either. That's the problem.
No, I don't know what woman I would want to. I don't know. I don't look at a lot of boobs. Maybe it's a character flaw. I don't know. Minnesota Democrat introduces legislation to make it legal for women to go topless, citing, quote, gender identity. Okay. Here you go. If one Minnesota Democrat has her way, women and those who identify as female, nothing gets me going like a man with breast implants. I mean, I'm just going to say it. That gets my Tuesday off on the right foot. Like, what are we doing? this woman. Her name is Samantha Sensor Miura. She's proposed amending the state's law so exposed breasts cannot be considered indecent exposure. I mean, why wear clothes at all? Why don't we all just walk around? Just, I'm looking at the glass, through the glass, I see Brock, and he's mimicking.
I think we should all be wearing clothes.
He's mimicking the hurl out of his mouth, right? State Representative, beg your pardon. Samantha Sensor Mora, told the Star Tribune that she was outraged. Of course she was. After learning that a woman had been sentenced to 90 days in jail for going topless in public, she went on to claim that the indecent exposure law is outdated given society's shifting understanding of gender. There ain't no shift. Hey, sister, you're on the losing side of this. There's no shifting understanding of gender. I'm pretty clear. I'm a woman. And I know what a man is. That ain't confusing. She said this. That to me just seems really wrong, particularly now, as we as a society are thinking differently about gender and gender identity. I think this law feels very antiquated. Well, you know what? We like some tradition. We like some family values. It's cool. It's worked for us. If law enforcement believes that somebody identifies as a female, then they're going to treat them differently if they have their shirt off than they would if that they were to perceive that someone was a male, she continued. As we have a shifting understanding of gender, that law doesn't seem to make sense anymore. Indecent exposure in Minnesota is defined as when somebody willfully and lewdly exposes the person's body or the private parts thereof. Really, there's an exception for mother's breastfeeding. What are we doing? The statute defining indecent exposure does not specify what counts as private parts. Ladies and gentlemen, this is giving 800,000 illegal immigrants in New York City the right to vote in local elections. It's the slippery slope. It's the allowing somebody out there who's a nutcase and is afraid of guns, but it's really an agenda, to push the idea that nobody really needs that many rounds in a magazine. You don't need that. Give an inch. If Minnesota allows this state representative, Samantha Sensor Miura, to pass this ridiculous legislation, what honestly is going to stop anybody in Minnesota from walking around buck naked? There's just some stuff we don't need to see, okay? I'll be the first to see it. I don't even like looking at my own. I sure as hell don't want to see what you're going to unpack. This is the hamster wheel going around and around and around. Where is the adult who reaches over and says to her, "Hey, Samantha, you're a freak. You're a freak." Bless their hearts, ladies and gentlemen. Minnesota's got some work to do. I mean, it's really ridiculous. It really is. All right, we're going to come up here in mere moments onto the third hour of the Wendy Bell Radio program. With the walls caving in, the left gets the pitchforks and the torches and all of it out to destroy RFK Jr. Why are you so scared, Joe and Co? Next.